All right, I want to start reading here at Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. He says, "Rise ye up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle." Before I go any further, he said, "I'm giving you somebody else's land." And he, now this might get a little strong here. So fasten your seatbelt. If you got seatbelt, fasten. Shoulder harness, fasten that. Because he's saying, whoa, see. And I had to see in Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent out 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan. And they came back. And they gave a report. One thing they said is that the land is there. The next thing they said is that the land is good. Good means abundance, rich in the Hebrew. And then he said, the land is occupied. So I'm keep up with me now, because I'm gonna put something together that I want you to quote me right when you go out of here. Look what it said in verse 25. "This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear a report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee." Now, what's going on here? And what we are saying here, now this particular teaching, by the way, is the Receiving Your Inheritance Part 10, and the subtopic or title is Commanding the Blessing. Commanding the Blessing. So as we looked at this, we saw that this word blessing, we're trying to kind of put some arms around what is the blessing. And we saw that this blessing comes from the word barak, means to bless. And this word that means to bless has to do with to empower for success. To empower for success. That God plans for you to be successful. Successful in what? Successful in everything you do. So he has given you this empowerment for success. Now, I broke it down because what happened is I go into scriptures and I look at who got the blessing and what happened in their lives. So there I came out with more of a descriptive definition of the blessing. It brings supernatural provision, supernatural financial increase, supernatural fruitfulness, longevity, supernatural protection, supernatural health, supernatural favor, supernatural promotion, and even supernatural business savvy. That is what this blessing brings. Now, this blessing here, we see it from beginning to end. And what I showed you is that we started with Genesis. And in Genesis, he said in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20, start at verse 20. Wait a minute. I have some notes here. Okay, good. I see it here. Get it now. Good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And he said in Genesis 1, 26, "And God said, let us make man after our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So underline in that place, all the earth. Dominion over all the earth. All right? Then we went down to verse 28. And God blessed them. Them who? The people he had created, in this case first, Adam, okay? So he blessed Adam. And God said unto them, be fruitful. This is where it started now. This is empowerment for success, to prosper, to bring forth some things that had to be brought forth in the earth. So he is saying, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish that sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So as God gave mankind this blessing, that this blessing was the power that God used to create all matter. And he called it the blessing. And this blessing he put on Adam because Adam now is going to get a job. Now he created Adam to get a job. He's got an assignment. So, oh, I'm done. So he created Adam outside the garden and put him in the garden. That's very important. Put him in the garden. He said, dress it and keep it. Now he's got to replenish the earth. That's part of his assignment. He's got to replenish the earth. Now, when I say replenish, I mean perpetually renew and supply it. So the earth outside the garden with thorns and so forth, you know that, because when Adam got put out, that's what he got. But no, just hang on now, because I'm going to take you somewhere else. So Eden was a place of luxury. So Adam was to take Eden, which represents the presence of God. He's supposed to take Eden and spread Eden to all parts of the earth. Supposed to take Eden everywhere. Now, he's not to leave Eden because that garden was going to go before him. He's going to be creating the garden as he goes. Say amen to that. Now, in that, Adam sinned, as you know, and because of his sin, the curse came. All right? Now, the power of the blessing is someone's somewhat seen in the result of the curse, because it wasn't Satan that cursed the earth. Okay? The result of the blessing was the reason that the earth got cursed like it did. I'm just saying, when Adam sinned. Now, everything was affected. Once that curse hit, everything that crawls, everything that flies, everything all the way down to the molecular level was contaminated. Everything. Now, how do you fix the curse? I'll give you three guesses and the first two don't count. How do you fix the curse? With the what? Blessing. It is the only thing powerful enough to fix it. Now, what happens to a man or a woman that's living on the earth without God? Can they really fix the curse? No, they can't fix it. They can come up with global warming, global cooling. They come up with all kinds of theories. They can't fix it because the curse is behind it. And the only way you can fix the blessing and completely make a person whole or an environment whole is through the blessing, faith in the blessing. Now, let's just look at something, because you can't leave it up to the devil. Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 14, and I'll start reading at verse 12. All right, look what he says. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Now, who is Lucifer? The devil. And I think they got a TV program called Lucifer now. And I'm telling you, as ignorance going to seed. And look what it says. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken nations? Now, Lucifer weakened nations. Watch this. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend up to heaven, into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Watch this. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now watch this. Yet you shall be brought down to hell and to the sides of the pit. Watch this. They that see thee will narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world a wilderness? That's important. That's important. Satan was behind making the world a wilderness. The first time and this time. So this, if you let Satan run it, he'll do all those things. He'll make the world a wilderness. Now look what God said. God says this. Look at Romans chapter 8. And put that up there, please. Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Look at verse 22. He says, for we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain until now. Why is it travailing? It's travailing, waiting on the blessing. I'm in trouble. Help me. Well, who has the blessing? The church. Well, what's up? I started to say, what up? What's up? Excuse me. What? Well, what's up? Why aren't we doing something with it? One, the blessing can only be activated by faith. And faith only comes one way. By hearing and what? Hearing by the word of God. So if I got 12 spies, I sent them out and 10 of them come back and start talking about some stuff that has nothing to do with the blessing, some stuff, so forth, religion this and so forth and all this, and never hear anything about the blessing, how are you going to have faith for the blessing so that you can move the things in the earth that God did not plan to be here and put that Garden of Eden in their place? Look what it said in Romans chapter, put it up there, Romans 10 and verse 14. What he said, now this is, I've gone over these scriptures, but I want you to see them. He said, how then shall they call on him who they've not believed? Well, how can they believe on him who they've not heard? Well, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except it be said? Verse 17, please. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I've got to preach the blessing to you. I found out in listening to a man, Jewish background, he said this. He said, do you know, in the synagogue, no poor rabbi could preach? Because it was evident that the blessing wasn't in his life. That's why Jesus could stand up and preach. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So I'm here to tell you, this blessing is on you. Look what it says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 33. I've gone through these. I'm trying to put it all together for you. Thus said the Lord God, in the day that you have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, wherein it lay desolate, in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build ruined places. I plant that was desolate, and the Lord have spoken it. I have spoken it, and I will do it. Don't look at that situation and say, that's impossible. He can't clean up that neighborhood. Are you kidding me?
Amen.
He cleaned up a whole earth. But the problem is folks are without God. Folks in church don't have any faith. Faith for what? The blessing. Folks, you got to have faith for the word. If you want the word to work for you, you will have to have faith. If you want the name and you want the name to work for you, you better have faith in that name. Oh, the blood of Jesus is powerful. You can put a ring of blood around you and the Satan can't even touch you. And I'm saying that that blood has to be applied by faith.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, every bit of your inheritance comes by faith.
Amen.
Faith comes how?
By
and hearing by what?
Hearing by the word of God.
Now, this blessing is so powerful that this blessing will take you to the top. Lord have mercy. Let me get up here with my notes now. All right, now the Leviticus 25. Don't turn there. Don't turn there. This, the year that you're in, is Jubilee. And Jubilee is a time where everything goes back to its rightful ownership. Say amen to this here. Now, Paul prayed. Well, I can cover all this, man. Yeah, but yeah. All right, okay, all right. Praise God. He prayed for revelation knowledge for the church. He prayed in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 1, and he prayed. He said in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. In the knowledge of who? Him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He wants you to know what your inheritance is. See, because what has happened is that if you don't have a revelation of it, God cannot transfer it into your hands. So Paul prayed for the church. And that the eyes of understanding being enlightened, because you, whatever God gives to you, you've got to have a title for it. Just stay with me. Stay with me now. You, in Hebrews, gosh to God, can y'all stay with me? It's, I told you, you got to have an anointing and preach this stuff. Nothing in this earth belongs to the devil. You see what God is doing? He's taking the earth and putting the earth back into the hands of its rightful owner. See, he's taking you back to Eden. Didn't Donna Lawrence put the song out, "Let's Go Back to Eden and Live on Top of the World"? That's a revelation. See, he's taking you back to Eden. See, you, the enemy got the stuff through Adam's sin, but now Jesus came. Hold it, I'm going to spell it out for you. Praise God in heaven. Jesus came. And once he came, he got everything back that Satan had taken. Now, I believe you can find that in Colossians chapter 2, and I want to say verse 15. Put it up on the board, please. Do y'all mind if I just kind of take my time in this? Jesus having spoiled. What does spoil mean? It means to strip. It means not just take something. It means to strip them. Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. And he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. All right, so he took back everything Satan stole. And he didn't keep it to himself. Why? Because it wasn't him that was in the garden. It was man. So he gave it back to his rightful owners. Now, he wants you to have revelation of your inheritance, because the first thing you might say is that what belongs to me? Everything. I just told you. They were living on the property. But he said, you go and get it and contend with them. Now, you say, well, are you going to put somebody out? No, no, no. But you're going to be the head. You're going to be the lender. Oh, yeah. As I go on this, you're going to see, because you don't let the devil do a job on your mind, because God is still a God of love and so forth. But that blessing makes you the head. The head of what? The head of this earth. That in that blessing that comes on you, it's far above principalities and powers and every name that was named. So this revelation of that says that God can now transfer this stuff in your hand. So the first thing you do, you look at this thing and say, oh Lord, how am I going to buy that? You don't have to have their money system, because right away you go to faith, because faith becomes your currency. See, if you've got faith, you can buy anything. He will either give you the thing or the thing to get the thing. Say amen to that. And remember the woman? Here she was. She cried to the man of God, said, hey, listen, they're about to take my kids, so forth and so on. The man of God said, okay, what do you have in your house? Said, I don't have anything but a little oil. He knew she didn't have no money. If she had money, she wouldn't have been coming to the man of God. He said, okay, tell you what to do. Go out and borrow some vessels. Now notice, the wisdom is going to tell her how to get this stuff back, how to get her credit back, how to get her kids back, how to get her name back, how to get off the credit bureau's numbering system and get your number up to 800. Get your number up to 1,000. I don't even know where they got that. But what I'm saying is this is already done. Now Jesus has captured the whole earth. And when I start preaching that, somebody wrote me and send me some stuff. Now, well, we don't really own the earth. Who do you think owns it? See,
See, what they did is they came back and they tried to make it fit their own logical thinking. But this is not designed to fit your thinking. This is designed to fit in God's thinking. God says, wait a minute, I'm going to arise and go over here, and now you're going to possess this land. Now understand, the king of Zion is on it, but it's your land and I want you to possess it. They're going to rent from you. They're going to buy from you. Come on. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this blessing is enabling us to take back everything that had been stolen from the garden, from Adam, and you and I are to take it back. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. All right, let me see where I am. Ooh-wee. Help me, Holy Ghost. And so now in Deuteronomy chapter 28, let's go over there, please. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's just look at that one first. Deuteronomy 28. Here's what he says. And it shall come to pass, verse 1, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God. Now notice what he's saying, the voice. The voice is the rhema. It's not the logos. The difference between the logos and rhema is logos, I just read you the word. Rhema is when you say, oh, praise God, that's it. Something went off on you inside. And now when it does, faith came. See, the revelation is the strongest asset of the school of faith. Revelation makes you a revolutionary. Once you know what your rights are, you become irate. When you know what belongs to you, you'll go get it. And what transfers to you with faith is a title deed. Put it up there, please. Lord have mercy. I'm coming back to Deuteronomy. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 in the Amplified Translation, please. I'm putting it all together. Say, put it all together, Pastor. All right, look what it says. Now faith is the what? Assurance, what else? The confirmation, what else? The title deed. Say title deed. Title deed means you own it. You can present a title in a court of law and they will say that property belongs to you. In the court of heaven, faith is the title deed. And you got the judge who is God, and Satan who is the advocate. He's the adversary. He's the prosecuting attorney going to tell you that doesn't belong to you. But if you can present some evidence, and faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I'm going to present a title deed. Folks, there's a court in heaven just like there's a court downtown. Just like there's a court in the Supreme Court. Folks, they got the image from God. God is the head. The Bible says in Hebrews, he's a judge. And he judges everything. And that's why when something happens to you, you can't agree with the adversary. If he says you're sick, you got to say by his stripes, I'm healed. If you don't say you're healed, then Jesus, who's your advocate, who's your lawyer, don't have nothing to present before the judge for your case. You can't say what they say. Now, my point to you is that this situation is going on, and so now you got to present a case because he's going to give you a piece of land you can't afford. He's going to give you a battle you can't win. God's going to do that because they have forgot God, but you got him in you. And you come speaking, saying, shouting, praising, and so forth, because you don't fight an ordinary battle. You fight the good fight of faith. And when you do this, there are ministering spirits that have been called by God to assist you in taking back your land. Boy, you got to get this. It just making sense to you. Ooh, y'all got me preaching too hard. No, you're not supposed to be able to afford it. Now it's got you.
Amen.
Now you're doing it.
Amen.
He doesn't want you to do it.
Amen. Come on now.
He put my feet up on the chair. Yeah. He doesn't want you to do it. He wants you to let him do it. You got to speak it and let him do it. I told you, it's just like me saying, a son said, okay, Dad, I'm saving up some money to get me a car. I said, okay, how you coming? Well, I just about got enough. I said, tell you what, whatever you've saved, I'll add to it. I'll double it.
Amen.
Now, what kind of car you think he's going to pick out?
Okay.
One that he can afford or one that we can afford?
Amen.
Come on, what kind of house you gonna pick out? What kind of job you gonna claim? What kind of, come on, what kind of, the inheritance said, see, people of God have left God out. Now, what is happening? There's no evidence of the blessing. All right, let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Lord have mercy. Are y'all with me? Folks, when he says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, all things are yours. When he says over in Psalm chapter 115, verse 16, the heavens, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. When he said things like that, don't be trying to fix it up. Well, that's all spiritual thing. Wrong! One of the things he wants you to do is have a manifestation of the material wealth of this earth. Say amen. Somebody said, well, you're just appealing to somebody's greed. No, I'm not appealing to someone's greed. For you to say that is tell me that your mind has been affected by something other than the Spirit of God. Because greed can't get it. That's a principle of low life. What can get it is faith. And faith and greed don't go together. Try to make them work. Faith and begging don't go together. Try to make them work. Because faith was meant for a righteous man. Now, folks, I'm taking you further than I've ever taken the church in my life. But if you hear me, your days of saying and getting mad because somebody didn't hire you because your color is over. Because when they don't hire you, you're going to buy the whole plant. Just buy the whole plant and get equal opportunity in there. I'm telling you what's going to happen here. Because this is the last days. And Paul calls it the fullness of the blessing. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, okay, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above some of the nations of the earth. All of them. And all these blessings shall come on you and what? Overtake you. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. One man said, revelation without action is decoration. Oh, Oedipo. But look here. So they're going to come on you and what? Overtake you. Overtake you. That means to me, I'm not walking towards them. I think they come from behind. Watch this. So when I get the blessing, I have just become a money magnet.
Amen.
I become a wealth magnet. Watch this. I will draw resources. Come on. I'm going to draw contracts. I'm going to draw things. Now, what am I saying here? I'm not feeling the greed.
Amen.
I'm saying you are blessed. And where people who are still under the curse have to struggle and hope that they can get things done, you don't have to do that.
Amen.
Because they're going to come to you in abundance.
Amen.
Come on over there. Deuteronomy chapter 8, chapter 28 and verse 8. Look at that one. And the Lord shall command the blessing upon you and your storehouses and all that you set your hands to.
I said, all that you set your hands to. And the word command is the word in the Hebrew, tsavah, T-S-A-V-A-H, found in Strong's Concordance under 6680. It is a Hebrew word. It means to send with command. It means to appoint. It means to charge. It means to send a messenger. It means to put. It means to put in order. So God can command. And you're in a tight spot, He can command something on you. And you don't, I know you've got a time sensitive need, but He can command something. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And you find it over here in 1 Kings in chapter 17 and starting at verse 3. He said to the man of God, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be when thou shalt drink of the brook, I have what? Savah the ravens to what? Feed you where? There. Don't move. There. You just do what I say, and I got birds. And these birds, watch this. Look at the next part of it. So, verse 5, so he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelled by the brook Cherith, and that is before Jordan. Watch this. And the ravens brought him what? Bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and what? Flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And now God is talking to him again. And look what God says the next time. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded Savah, the widow woman, to sustain you. I'm saying, wait a second. What is happening to our faith? Where is our faith in the blessing? Where is our faith in God's ability to command a contract, a command, a time-sensitive need to be met? Where is our faith in that? It hadn't been preached. And if it's been, I'm telling you, folks, what we're experiencing now, we are experiencing money showing up in bank accounts. I've experienced it in here, and I just had a tape was given to me Friday. They said, Pastor, listen, this is happening in other places. This is one of the islands down the Caribbean islands. The pastor said, listen, money is showing up in my members' bank account. Said one of my members got a little over $7 million showing up in here. And listen, this money shows up, and they have an audit trail for it. I'm talking about it showing up. It's legitimate money. It's money. Listen. I'm telling you, the supernatural. Now, why is that happening? One, because of the fact that we're in the Jubilee. That everything that's been taken from Adam is given back to the last Adam. And you and I are the body of Christ. We're the ones that's going to take over from here, and you're going to see cities being rebuilt again. Come on. He's not just giving you the money to buy 15 Cadillacs. He wants to build a nursing school. He wants to build the prisoners coming out. He wants to educate them. He wants to go to the cities that people have been kept down and locked out of a system. And he wants you to go right in the middle of it. Put up training centers in there. I'm telling you, he's making you rich to be a rich blessing to somebody else. Now this stuff is going to start happening because angels are going to start moving like you never seen them before. You better listen to your prophet. I'm telling you, people who are broke one day going to be rich the next day. People who are hurting one day going to be totally healed the next day. People who've been battling with depression one day going to be full of joy from that day forward. I'm saying the blessing of Abraham is coming on God's people. And we will get to the promised land. Praise God in heaven. Woo! Folks, God can take Nebuchadnezzar and one day turn his mind that he'd be so out of his mind till he acts like an animal and goes outside and eat grass. And then in 7 years that God spoke, in 7 years bring him back up and have him back in the throne room as a king in his right mind. If God can turn a man's mind that way, he can turn a man who is stupid and turn his mind the other way. So you're going to see some people that were stupid yesterday, and today they're working calculus. You're going to see some people. Come on. Say amen here. No. This is a new day. We're moving into something now. The land is occupied. Oh, coming by with no money. It's Isaiah 55, verse 1. If you got faith, it's going to be transferred. Now, what is he doing? Not trying to just get something from other people. He's trying to put it in the right hands. Why? Because it's written. It's part of your inheritance. And the other reason why, if you leave it in the hands of the wicked, they will do wicked things with it. The earth will soon be a wilderness. And you are not going to let that happen on your watch. Amen. Give God praise. We're going in. Say amen. All right. I want to get somebody saved. You know you need to be saved. And I preach this message for the saints and for the ants. And I don't know what category you're in, but today, that blessing is